Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. I feel like we've been gone for a long time. I don't know why. But as you know, we created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And folks, yes, you can reach us on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock, and we are going to have another show starting in November on another day, but you're going to have to wait to find out on that in November, but it's going to be worth your tuning in. You can call or email. You can email us or Facebook us on our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. Please go in and like. You can ask any questions, give any comments, suggestions of shows that you would like, speakers that you would like on. As long as it's, you know, to bring more light into this world, Marie and I are open to it. You can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Marie and I also have a website. It's www.divinegoddessradio.com. And if you're wanting to set up a goddess party with both of us or one of us, you can email us or call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-900-4136. You can also tune in with our blog, divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. We will be better on it. I will get better on it come January. I haven't been doing it like I used to, but I'll get into the swing of things come January. It's been a fabulous, fabulous time off, folks. It's great being back on the air. I'm feeling revitalized and refreshed.
Yeah.
So welcome to Phone In Tuesday.
Yep. Welcome, everybody. And I try to blog, you know, here and there just so that I try to blog our shows. I did not blog the last show, but at least I try to get them on WordPress. So if people are following, you know, they have another resource. And I did actually put the announcement out today on Facebook, on our Facebook page for our November show, which is starting. So our new show starts Thursday, November 6th at 8 p.m., and it's called Empowerment Hour. And so what Beth and I are doing is we are working with a business coach that was actually on our show a few weeks ago, and she is going to be working with us to help promote and increase our business. Basically, we each have a dream and we have a vision that we want Divine Goddess Radio to move towards, and our coach, Deanna Felstead, is going to be helping us achieve that goal. So what our plan is every week is to have us kind of go through what we have done in that week and how our journey is processing and progressing. And so to have you guys kind of follow along, too. So if you are in a situation where you want to go after your dream and you're not sure really, okay, how do I get started and how do I keep the momentum going? What are the things I need to do? This is what the show is about. So it's following our journey. And, you know, our ultimate vision for Divine Goddess Radio is to bring about global female empowerment. That is what we're about, and that is what our goal is. And we, Beth and I, both have our different ways that we'd like to carry it out, but we are really ramping up our business and look for more exciting things next year as everything unfolds.
And Marie didn't know what she wanted to say, folks.
Well, I
know you're
going
to go
in
and you're going to listen to this, and now you're going to...
Well, no, I've scheduled it, so I know what I was going to say, but it'll be an interesting process when we're on the air talking about, you know, what has come up for you and what has come up for me. And we are encouraging listeners to call in. So if you have a question, because Deanna will be on the line with us, if you have a business-related or a coaching-related question, we'd love to hear from you. We're not doing readings on that show. But, you know, if you need a little bit of guidance or you have a question about a business, you know, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, 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 yes. So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell your neighbors, tell your children. But tune into this because Deanna has really valuable information that she's willing to share with the world. And,
right.
Yeah.
Let's do this, ladies. It's time to get, and men.
Yeah.
This is for men as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for us to go forth, and the support is there for those of us who are wanting our own individual to be our own entrepreneurial selves, business adventurers. So.
Yep. And we also, I do have a mailing list that I put out, so to kind of advise people maybe where we're going to be for events and upcoming shows, or if you happen to miss a show, I try to send an email out to people just kind of saying, hey, if you missed it, here's the show, here's the link. And we're also going to be putting together a newsletter. So if you would like to be on our mailing list,
January,
please send me an email to divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And I will make sure that you get on our list so that you get all of our information. One of our goals, just so you know, for Beth and I for next year.
She hasn't let me in on it yet. What's our goal, Marie?
To travel around the country and to attend expos.
Oh.
And so, you know, set up a table there and do readings throughout the country and attend, you know, Chicago is one of them, and just to see if we can hit different
New
states.
York.
Yep.
California.
So.
Florida.
That is one of our goals for next year.
The Carolinas.
Yep. So, anyway, that's our news.
Oh, let's talk about the crazy energies that have been going on in October. It's been bam, bam, bam. Why don't you tell them, Marie, the astrological stuff?
We had a solar eclipse. Well, first we had Mercury retrograde. And, you know, you've heard us talk many times about Mercury retrograde, and during that time, it's a period, it was about 3 weeks of review. Review your relationship, review your life purpose, review anything that you needed to examine for yourself to grow. So we went through that, and then the day before Mercury retrograde ended, we had a partial solar eclipse and new moon, and both of those were in Scorpio. And Scorpio is a representation of hidden depths, transformation, relationships, as always. And then the sun went into the sign of Scorpio. So if you were a Scorpio, moon, sun, rising, you felt that one pretty, pretty good, just as I did. It really kind of hit the water signs pretty hard.
Not me.
So, yeah, well,
I finally got a break. I'm 1 month in out of ten.
Right. So just a lot of reexamining again that came up. But now that Mercury's gone direct, everything that you went through during Mercury retrograde, this is a time to put it in action. So if you were reviewing plans or deciding, okay, do I break up, don't I break up, do I move forward on this job, do I change my career, whatever you were deciding you want to do, now's the time to do it.
You know, and I also want to make an announcement before I forget, because I have some days at a metaphysical store called New Moon in Anoka, Minnesota, and I'm there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, usually from 1 to 6. And I'm usually there Monday, Wednesdays, Friday. So people have been asking me that. So I wanted to remember to put that out on the archive. So, again, for those of you, oh, and also the kids. The kids have really been having a difficult time this month. So really access the outdoors, you guys, because predictions are that it's going to be a long and cold winter that's going to be pushing a lot of buttons for a lot of people. So prepare yourself, and while you can still get sand or dirt, get a plastic bucket or whatever that you can store it in with some, you know, rocks outside and maybe some crystals and stones and put it in there so you guys throughout the winter will be able to put your feet into it, so it will be that connection with the earth versus, you know, the ice and the snow for those of us who are in the cold climates. And the more you can keep the kids outside and playing outside, jumping, so those electromagnetic the absorption that we get from the earth comes up through the feet and all the muck and yuck goes back into the earth. The kids are a lot happier. So keep them out there, keep them grounded. And if you can use essential oils, that is absolutely lovely. Not the cheap ones that you buy in the store, you guys, talking like therapeutic grade essential oils. Again, one, because I use them. There's many out there, but I'm a young living individual. I'm a distributor, and I'm not saying it just for that. I've done a lot of oils, and I keep going back to the young living one. I wish I could use more of the inexpensive ones, and just food for thought, and definitely flower essence, which there's Bach, and you can buy those. I think they sell for usually anywhere from, I don't know, $15-$16 up to $20-$30 some, but it's worth it. Because all you have to do is dab it underneath your tongue or put it in a glass of water, and that stuff goes into your system, you guys, and it can help you, like, seasonal affective. It's going to be a long winter. Seasonal affective disorder is cut, clear, and delete that, because I don't want to program that. Cut, clear, and delete that. Cut, clear, and I'm not even putting it out there. But just, you want to be mindful. Put some pictures of the sun, flowers all over your house.
You can always buy fresh flowers throughout the
year. You can buy fresh flowers, yeah.
Buy them once a week and keep them in your house.
I can't believe I just did that. However, I cut myself, so I apologize, you guys. Cut, clear, and delete that. Do not listen to that. Don't take that into your frame of reference. It does not have to be it's going to be a long winter, but it doesn't mean that we have to have a – that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to shut up right now.
Yes, because I'm putting the opposite out there.
This is not the
– I am asking for a
right
very mild, short winter. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's – well, that's our little – update for what's going on.
And that's our story, and we're sticking to it, folks. That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Yep, so if you want to call in and ask one question, 347-327-9360. You can also type it in the chat room if you can't call in.
Oh, and you, what I do want to say, the ascension symptoms are huge right now, you guys. People have stomach problems, leg problems, feet problems.
Sleeping.
But that's part of the ascension and part of all the planetary shifting that's going on. So just so you know, you're not going crazy, and nobody said it was going to be easy.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be hard, though, either.
Exactly. All right. Are you ready to take, are you ready to take a call?
Yes.
All right. Take our first caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Brian. I'm calling from Vegas.
Oh, what was the first name?
I'm sorry, my name is Brian. I'm calling from Vegas.
Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, hi, Brian. Sorry.
Your phone, for whatever reason,
yeah.
It kept going out. We're looking at each other. What? Why are we missing
okay.
time? What is your question, Brian?
Well, my question is... I'm seeing someone right now I met some time ago when we, you know, we're getting along well and everything and connecting in a lot of areas. And I just want to know, where do you see it going? Relationship?
Well, interesting. The first thing I heard was wife. you said things were going well, so... I'm assuming that you are thinking long term.
Yes.
Yeah. Mhm.
What I'm getting now, this is Beth talking. There's some stuff that needs to finish up with the both of you, but it's individual stuff, and it's on a soul level before the merging of you guys come into however you choose to bring it into the next level. You know, like Marie just said. Marriage. Did I hear you say marriage?
Yes,
that I'm hearing that from my guides.
I'm hearing wife. So.
But I'm hearing there needs to be some of that soul stuff so you can come in together with new energies merging. So I'm hearing don't do anything till the new year. But definitely on the right path. Definitely on the right path with this one.
Oh, that's interesting you said that, because that's when we were planning on hanging out. You said don't do anything in regards to what?
Oh, that you're not going to go to Vegas and you're
well,
going to do something.
From Vegas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, to a chapel, excuse me. To a chapel, to where you're not going to go and do something in a chapel, and it's going to be, you know, eloping or whatever.
Oh,
no. It's just something like this hurried wedding. Don't do it in this energy of this year.
No,
wait till the following.
No. You're not aligned yet. You're not fully aligned yet, but you will be.
That's
and
good
if
to
you
know.
And if you understood the energies, it's just you want to be in alignment when you bring in this new union. It does not mean that you're not good for each other, but before, and it's because all it is, it's a psychological thing, and it's when you, if you were to plan on a wedding church, it just has a lot to do with energies. You want them to be in alignment, so when it does happen, it's under the best of circumstances, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense, because right now, financially, you know, I'm doing pretty well and she's not. And I've just been thinking, would I be able to support both of us? So that makes a lot of sense for us emerging.
You will.
Okay.
Yeah. You will, but there's something for her that's coming in the new year anyway.
Yeah.
Which will be better for her. She'll be fine financially. But it'll be coming in the new year.
And I think that's what the alignment is that she's working on this stuff so she doesn't carry I'm hearing karma. She's finishing out a cycle of karma. And karma's not always bad. It's positive and negative, and we have to finish it up whether we like it or not. From whatever it's from, it doesn't matter, but it's coming to a completion. But she's got the rest of this year to finish that out, and then it will be the new stuff, and it will be good. It will be good.
And it's very important to her that you start your union as equals, as what she feels is equal.
Okay.
And that's a big thing for her.
Gotcha.
Yep. Because she wants both of you to be, and this to be a completely equal partnership. That's really important. She doesn't want it to be lopsided. So just let it, you know, just let it keep unfolding until the new year.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Thanks
for
calling.
A great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Grab our next caller. Good evening. Who are we calling with and where are you calling from?
Good evening, ladies. This is Michelle calling from Colorado.
Hello, Michelle from Colorado. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, definitely. Love the show. I've missed you guys. And I actually have a question I'm hoping you guys can look at for me. I am applying and looking for a second job. And so I'm wondering, can you tell me, like, when do you see me actually being able to have both jobs and working them both?
The second job, to where it's going to be there will be a steady income coming in. I'm here in April of 2015, and it feels like it's possibly around the 15th of April.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't mean you won't have something before, but if you have anything before that, it doesn't feel like it's going to be one that's going to last for very long. So it might be something that ties over onto the 15th, but there's going to be one, and it's going to blend really well with the one with the other job that you have. They're going to, you know what I'm saying? So the other one, it's just going to be so that there's a flow of income coming in, but it feels like that one will be really short term.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's a seasonal.
Okay.
Whatever you're going to get tied you over is going to be like a seasonal position.
Oh, really?
But it's coming in.
Yeah, because I'm showing it. Well, it's medical, so I don't know how seasonal it would even be possible.
No, but whatever you're going to do right now, temporarily until the other one comes, the steady one comes in, to tide you over will be a seasonal.
Yeah. Yep. You don't have to know what it is. It's going to unfold for you, and it's just going to be so that there's cash in your pocket. Cash in your pocket,
yeah,
but know that it's not long term.
Okay. Well, I'm only applying for medical, so I don't know. I don't even know what seasonal is. Like what? What work do people do seasonal?
Okay, so, but what they're saying is don't limit yourself right now. Open it up.
Okay.
So seasonal means, like people who hire for holiday hours.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Retail or something like that?
Yeah, like retail or any other companies that would need extra helpers during the holiday season. That's what I mean by seasonal.
But that's what it is. It would be something like that. And even though you're going, I'm not applying for that, there might be something that you come across and just for that extra cash until that tides you over until April.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason
and that's
I'm
all
saying
it is,
that
literally
is because
seasonal.
The reason that, like, I literally just became certified, and so I'm only applying for the certification, like, that's pretty much it, because I want to be able to still keep my first job. You know, I'm, like, definitely loyal to her. I know she needs me. But what I'm certified for, like, I'll be able to do that as well as the first job, and that's kind of what I'm trying to get. And if you're saying April, I'm like, that's a ways away, you know?
Yep.
That's why you got to just
so maybe
go
what
out.
Maybe yeah, what's happening is, like, the job that I do get, like, I'm just not really feeling it. And you know what I mean? Like, maybe that's a tune where I'll get it, not really feeling it, but the one that I do like that vibes with both of them won't be till
right.
April. Like, is that possible?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And Marie just gave an example that it could be retail. That's just an example.
Yeah,
so it might be something you don't even have a clue about to where somebody's saying, hey, it could be somebody who's going on maternity leave. You know,
okay,
so just
yeah.
keep an open mind towards it. So that, and that might be the way the universe is presenting. It's going to be seasonal to where it could be, what would that be, maternity leave, what, 6 to 8 weeks, if even?
Mm-hmm.
So that
yeah,
would be very short
that.
Term. That would be like a season.
Okay.
So
I
just to keep
mean,
an
but
open
you guys
mind
just
on it.
Keep,
just
your,
an example
keep
on that.
It open to whatever might
yes.
happen to come. Like, I need to just be open, although
yes,
it wouldn't
exactly.
be like, it would
yes.
still have to be in the certified situation because
yep.
I need to use, you know what
yep.
I mean? But
yep.
that makes
yep.
complete sense. Like, I see what you're saying.
Yep.
I love you, ladies.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Definitely. Can you leave me on because I still want to listen?
Oh,
okay,
sure? Yep.
You.
I will put you back on hold.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, have a
bye.
Day. Bye. All right. Grab our next caller. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Where are you from, Cheryl?
California, the Southwest. It's dry as a bone here. We need some water.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Question. I made an appointment with, I've been trying to seek criminal charges against this one person who hurt me, did a lot of hurt, life-changing hurt. And
okay.
so I've been trying to get criminal charges, and the police department, the detective, brought it to, you know, they investigated, brought it to the DA. And so I'm going to have an appointment on November 12th with the DA. And I think they're kind of on the border or it's not quite. And so I wanted to go in and talk to him to see if there's anything missing. Do I have information that I can present that would push it over? I think they're kind of like on the line but not ready to go with it. So I'm wondering if this is a fly, no fly, how this appointment's going to go. Do I have something that could push it over into yes or go after him criminally or what?
I'm hearing, yes, that they're putting everything together right now, but energetic-wise, there have been things that have been playing into it, but I'm seeing a big YES that this is in your favor.
Yeah, I'm hearing that they have evidence.
Yes, they have evidence.
Because evidence, the first word I heard was evidence, they've got it. So,
well, because he goes, he says, Cheryl, he says, you know, we can sit and talk, but I don't know, you know, we're kind of like not quite there yet. You know, we're not quite there. I really haven't been completely convinced. So I'm going to have to do some work in convincing. So I haven't gotten a yes from him. He's not completely convinced.
What if you're
this
giving?
This person has done it before, correct?
Yes.
Oh, many times. Oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God, he's got a big, huge, long history. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, because I literally saw this scroll. You know, kind of like a rap sheet on a scroll coming down. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But
is there anything
the
I can
answer? What I'm saying, you're telling the facts of what happened, and it's coming from your heart. And so, when you talk to the lawyer again, they're going to hear it differently. They'll hear it differently.
Oh,
and you just
when
have
they
to
hear
rule
it from
other
me
stuff.
Versus.
Yep.
Okay, do I have any evidence or anything here? Should I do additional research? Like go to the law library and look more into making this criminal? Do I have anything that I forgot? You know, sometimes, you know, you inundate these detectives And, you know, what they're looking at and what you think they need are two different things. And so maybe I didn't give them something that I didn't think was important but really is. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Is the media involved in this one?
Is the what?
Is the media involved?
No.
Okay. Because I'm hearing that they can, that if you, you know, when you talk to them, I'm trying to put this in a way that is can make sense. Because what I'm hearing is they're just saying, bring the media in, bring the media in, bring the media in. But it's like, okay, I need a little
But
bit.
How do you bring, what exactly, are, what useful purpose would they have? I mean, usually they tell a story after it's happened or in the process of, like, you know, like Michael Jackson with the doctor.
Yeah.
It's like files of charges and there's hearings and then they follow a story.
But the media can
also. We're not at that point of that yet. I'm still trying to convince them and push them over into, yes, go after this, go after him.
Right, but the media can be used in the fact that if this person has committed this thing over and over and over and is not sitting behind bars, why? You know, that's a good investigative piece.
You know, there's been many, this person's been sued many times over, and there's lawsuits in the Superior Court of I don't know how many, a lot. So he's got a history that's already documented, history of many lawsuits in the past. It's just that I think I got him. And they're going, well, I don't know. And I'm like, yes, I know I do.
I mean, I think they have. I'm hearing that they have the evidence. They have, obviously, you know, they have to make sure that it's a very tight evidence, like airtight, in order to not, basically they don't want to mess up and let this guy off. They want to make sure when they get him, they get him. So,
okay. And me talking to this guy, he says, well, I just wanted to know, you know, I'll give you an appointment. You can come in and talk to me, but I'm telling you, like, I'm not really convinced and I'm not so, I don't know.
That's where the media comes in. If he's not convinced, then you say, well, great. Then I'm sure an investigative reporter would love to get his hands on this story. And they can find out why, with all this evidence and everything against him, why you guys are not taking up my case. That's where the
it's
media
almost, that's like me going to the DA and threatening the DA. That's not going to go down well.
Well, it's not a threatening. It's just, you know, I'm just telling you what my guess
can
is.
Can I convince him? Will be able to convince him to take it, or maybe ask a detective to go to a different DA and represent it to somebody new?
I'm hearing a yes on that one.
Ask the detective to take it to a different district attorney.
If they're not one person. Yeah, I mean, if they're gonna stonewall you, then yeah, take it to a district. Somebody's got the evidence against this guy, and it's got to come out. So.
Okay. Okay, so you think that I'm going to make headway with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have to go through channels. This guy hears and decides yes or no, and then he passes it on to the worker bees, the lawyer worker, you know, the district attorney. It's like it's everything. You go through this filter system. I don't know. I guess that's how it goes. I've never been to criminal court, so this is my first run here. So... you know, and then you go to the detective, the police department, and the detective takes it to a DA, and he says yes or no, or I need this or I need that. And then I'm talking to that person now. I'm hoping to get to the next level where it passes I'm hoping to move past this. It's like step by step by step, level by level by level. Am I going
to
go to the next level? Is that a question?
Being persistent and just keep on it and keep going at it. They have to, you know, they want to make sure that they get him and that everything is concrete. So they have to have the concrete evidence. If you've got the concrete evidence to show them that you've got him, Make sure you take it in with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Good luck.
Well, yeah. I'm hoping. This has been a long time coming. I'm just hoping. So you're seeing that this is going to go well and they're going to actually prosecute.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we both said that. Yep.
All righty.
Yes, good luck.
To let you...
And thank you. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye. Thank
you. Okay, thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, I'll grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Sunithia calling from Maryland.
What was your first name, I'm sorry?
Sunithia.
Sunithia.
Yes.
Do you have a question or a comment?
A question. Do I have to ask a question?
If you want to make a comment, go for it.
Well, I was just wondering if you could do anything general.
Like what spirit has to say to you? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Like, what's the main message you need to hear for tonight?
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Okay, well, let's see here. The first thing that I'm hearing for you is, what is it that you're doing for yourself? I'm hearing there's a lot of caretaking for a lot of other individuals, but what are you doing to take care of yourself, to fill your soul up?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. It's like I can't.
Oh, you can't, or you're not prioritizing yourself?
Right.
I feel like I can't. I'm unable to.
Why do you feel that you're unable to?
Because right now my finances aren't, you know, to a level where I can actually do something about that.
But to fill your soul, you can take a walk, mm-hmm. you can meditate, you know, you could paint, you can journal, you can listen to high vibrational music. There's many different things that do not cost money that you can do for yourself. Even though you would love to have a vacation, travel around the world, buy something new. I mean, I get where you're at with that, but there's little small things that money doesn't fill your spirit with. That's something that you can do for yourself for free. And meditation is a big one that I hear for you.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm hearing that what you need is not materially driven. It's
yeah.
spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You need the spiritual feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Besides getting my nose done.
Yeah.
I would really
mm-hmm.
like to do
yep.
that.
Yep.
So, I mean, just, you know, whatever you can do for yourself that would help bring clarity, and like Beth said, just taking a walk, being out in nature, doing something that you love to do.
Even a sea salt bath.
Yeah.
And you can do Epsom salt. Epsom salt removes toxins from your body, you know, so that can raise your vibration as well. So, again, flower essence, essential oils that are therapeutic. You know, there's many things that are inexpensive that you can do for yourself.
Do you have any paint
yeah.
candles at home?
That's the thing. I'm literally about to move this weekend. And I don't have a lot of anything.
Do you have any dollar stores?
Yeah.
What if they'd have a pink one?
I'll check.
You know, even if they don't have a pink one, even a white one, or choose a candle that you're drawn to that. You're just like, whatever, it might be an emerald green, which is about growth and healing. It might be to where it's a burgundy one. That's all about passion. Find one that jumps out at you, and all it is a dollar.
Yep, and I know the dollar store has things like, you know, rose petals, like the silk rose petals.
Oh.
So mm-hmm. if you buy, even just like buy a small little vase, you know, or just something small, and if you can get a pink candle, and just kind of scatter the petals around the candle holder and light it. And use your imagination, take that pink in, bring it into your heart, and let it expand.
Okay. Or you could even go into a meditation and visualize a pink candle that it's lit up and bring it into your heart and
mm-hmm.
expand. So, I mean, there's different ways that you can do that. And, you know, there's YouTube meditations for everything that you could find to help you go into that meditation if you have a hard time doing it yourself.
Okay. You know what? I really did just think of a question in while we were conversing. Could I ask it or no?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just brought up my move, and I was just wondering, how do you see this, you know, going? Because I'm just a bit nervous about it.
You're nervous about where you're going?
Yeah.
The place you're going to?
Yeah.
So is it not the safest of neighborhoods?
No. Actually, it's a great neighborhood. I'm just, you know, I'm moving into a basement of a house, you know, with my family. And there's another family that's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
You know, in the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing the word transformation, so it's not going to be a bad thing for you.
Okay.
It's part of your step into your transformation.
Okay.
And I'm hearing it's going to be a good thing. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing it's going to be a very good thing. There's going to be greater connections. So for all that are involved. So it's strategically being placed, you guys coming together right now. So it will be a support system that both of you, you know, everybody involved are needing at this time. So definitely thumbs up I'm seeing two thumbs up, so that's a good sign.
Okay.
So no need to worry. And don't be anxious about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's new, it's not what you thought, but just know that it's for the highest good for right now. Nothing's permanent.
Okay, thank you
so much.
And
it's all about growth. It's all about growth right now.
Yeah. I've just had a really, really hard year, and I haven't really had anything good happen to me for literally almost a year. So, you know, I'm just trying to remain positive and, you know, not be so pessimistic about everything.
Yeah,
just,
what they're saying
is... It's just
is,
hard at this point.
Is, okay, if you can visualize this, when you move, open your wings. Let your wings open. Visualize wings on your back and let them open. And then hold your hands out and just accept whatever gifts are given to you.
Okay.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel guilty. Just take it in.
Okay.
And just know that this is a completion for you, that there's newness, new beginnings. It's a new beginning, so look at it that way. And don't bring the old stuff into the new. Don't bring it in.
Okay.
Let that be done. Let it be done.
Yeah, I plan on that.
And you can do it. But go in, excuse me, and remember, you need to feed your soul. So send in a beautiful color that you want. So whatever color that you feel that will raise your vibration, send it into your soul. She just wants that acknowledgement and that recognition. And you'll feel yourself. You'll feel yourself getting taller and expanding. And feeling lighter and feeling brighter.
All right.
She's filling up right now. She's filling up right now. You can feel that you're filling up right now.
I've been feeling it, but I've just been, you know, I think I've literally, you seen that antidepressant commercial where the lady falls in the hole?
Yes.
That's just like where I've been spiritually, you know.
But, you know, now imagine that there's a balloon in there and it just raised you up out of the ground right up on top.
And you're holding that balloon and
you're
coming
holding
straight
it.
Up. Yep.
Okay.
So anytime you start feeling yourself kind of slipping back, visualize the balloon with the cord on it, grab the balloon and visualize yourself going up.
I'm not even seeing that balloon. I'm seeing it underneath your feet, and it's bringing you up out of there. You don't even have to do anything because it is literally new beginnings for you, new beginnings for you. New grounding, it's new work, it's new pathways for you. So just know that you're worthy and deserving of having that. You have not been defeated. Even though you're feeling it right now, you're not defeated.
Yeah.
Those
really
lessons are completed. They're completed.
Okay, I believe you're right. Definitely. Yeah.
Of course. Of course. I'm kidding you. But have your humor, laugh it off, because we, you know, this is a time that the universe would say, let's get our panties out of the bunch and let's, you know what, we came here and find the good in what you've been through. We've all, there's many. There's not a person out there, I don't think, that can say this has been one whoopee of a year, let me tell you.
I know, but it's just, I can't remember anything ever being so bad for me.
Like, yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't know. But I was just, you know, wondering about that, because I do know that this move is going to be, it is going to be completion. It's very representative of that. And it's going to be our next step in another direction. And, you know, I guess I'm a little insecure about trusting people because everybody I've trusted for the past couple of years has just been, you know, turned out to be so, so unworthy. And I always suffer the most at that.
Perfect opportunity of identifying healthy new boundaries. Mm-hmm. What you're done with and what you're no longer allowing in your life. Something to journal about. Something to journal about.
I have started doing that. I have.
Yep.
Because,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Looks like things can only go up from here.
Yep.
I feel that
the
way, too.
Today's a new day. Today's a new day.
I do feel that, you know. I do.
Good.
Yeah, I do.
Good. You know, and just remember the universe is sending you love, but say yes to being open to accepting and receiving it. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember to do that every single day.
I will. I am.
There you are. There you see, you already caught yourself. Good for you.
Yeah,
good for
I
you.
Am.
Mm-hmm. And remember, you're a bright light. For what you've been through, your energy is not, it's not as heavy as you think it is. So keep it up. Keep it up.
All right, thank you.
Yep, we send
you're
you love
welcome.
And light, sweetie. We send you love and light.
All right, thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. We'll grab our next caller.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan.
Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm good, ladies. How are you?
Very good.
Thank you.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I was wondering, when will I hear from a guy named Sam, and how does he feel about me?
A boy named Sam. Let's see here.
Yeah. So I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks because we had been, got into an argument. And I was wondering,
dare
he
not
think-
call you for 2 weeks.
Oh, and
you know,
do he think about calling back, or because he's in a relationship?
Yeah. You want to hear what I honestly heard?
Go ahead. Yeah, sure. Anything.
Yeah.
I don't care if
okay.
it's bad, good.
I know what I heard was it's time to move on.
Oh,
you deserve
great.
Better. Yeah, you deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Because, well.
Go ahead.
No, you're talking spirit. Get out of your ego, Marie. It's spirit coming through you.
I am. It's, yeah. Literally what I'm hearing is cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. That's what I'm hearing. So,
that won't
sometimes I have to hesitate, like, okay, do I really want to say this? But, yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So, I mean,
that
even
won't
if
hear
you.
From him again.
You
will
might
you versus do you want
yeah,
to?
You might hear
things.
From him because, you know, there's such a thing called a booty call, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you deserve something. You deserve somebody way better than that. Mm-mm.
And your guy's coming. Your guy is coming. I'm hearing don't settle. Don't settle.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a perfect opportunity for you to really recognize your self-worth. So that means you've gone through the dirty, icky, mucky, yucky stuff. Now you need to be able to recognize your self-worth going, this is it. That was the last one. Last one. It's better from here. Better from here now.
Yeah, because Mayhem never was in a relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
But because I'm talking to a guy I've been with for 6 years now.
Yeah.
Good Mayhem was just, me and the other guy was just friends. We never was in a relationship.
So, the one that Marie was talking about?
No, I'm talking about the guy I'm talking to now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What is his name?
No. Are you talking about the one that...
a different guy.
Oh, it's a different guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a different guy. I just been focusing on us. So we've been in a relationship for 6 years now. So.
Okay. Well,
yeah. But okay, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Y'all have a good evening.
Thank
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we got a question in the chat room, so I'm going to grab this question, and it's from Lolita Lady Lola.
Lolita Lady Lola.
Fabulous. So Lolita is trying to get back into school and kind of nervous about testing for it, so kind of wants to know like a general message.
Are you talking, do you have to take GREs, you mean?
No, just trying to get back into school and have to test for it. Kind of nervous about it. Love and prosperity always on my mind. So she just wanted to see what we came up with around that.
I'm hearing you're gonna rock it because you're in the place to where you need to be, to where you're going to actually move forward on it. You're ready to move to that next level. And it's going to be about, you know, the learning and the connections. And I'm hearing you're going to fly because you're ready for it. And it's not just meaning... you're intellectually ready for it, but you're ready to do this. And as you do this, you're taking accountability and responsibility and choices that you're making in your life to move forward on your path, because it's going to be about the connections that you meet, and it's about becoming this goddess that you are. And I'm hearing that you are, and I don't know what you're going into. I don't know if it's going to be business or whatever, but it feels going to be like you're very much of an entrepreneur with that. So it's going to be something that's going to feed into that self-confidence that you're needing, that you're going to flourish with. I'll tell you, going to college and grad school is the best thing I ever did for myself. Even though, and I'm utilizing it to a degree now, you know, since I quit my mental health profession, but it's like it's going to do that same thing for you. You will never have a regret doing it. It's going to propel you forward.
Yeah, because I'm hearing that you are definitely on the right path. You're on your path, and you are now at a level where you can continue. You had to go through your things, and you've come out, and you've gone through them successfully, and now you're ready to take that next step. So you should be just fine. You will do fine.
You'll rock it, girl. Just let go of that anxiety, because it's the anxiety is about the unknown, and so that's future. So be in the present moment. You know you're ready to do it. So you just had the validation from us. That's all you needed was the validation. You got two thumbs up. You're ready to rock.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that the school is going to be your main focus and priority for a couple years. So, you know, you may date here and there, but nothing major, you know, if you're looking for relationship, but I'm hearing that that's going to be your main focus for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I'm hearing just focus on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on you.
So, hope that made sense. Thank you, Lolita Lady Lola. I love that name.
Lolita Lady Lola.
Cool. All right, we'll grab our next caller. Hello,
Hello.
Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Stacy, calling from Florida.
What was your first name? I'm sorry.
Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you, Stacy. Marie and I are looking at each other like, are we going, can we not hear anymore? So it's like, she's looking at me like, I'm hearing. Please. Let's see. Stacy. Do you have a question or a comment, Stacy?
I just want to know what messages the angels have for me, because I'm dealing with a lot right now. So.
Okay, let's see here. Well, I see the angels are like circled all the way around you. It's like you're in the middle of them. Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a 79, so numerology, isn't that a 16? Am I adding that up right? And that's one plus.
Would be
plus
a
what's that?
The day of my birth, the 16th day.
You know, your phone is really fuzzy, so we're having a hard time hearing you.
I was saying the 16th is the day of my birth.
Oh, the day. Oh, okay.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And then I'm also towards going another step. The 1 plus 6 is a 7, so it's endings and beginnings. So it's the ending of the trials and tribulations, and it's the new beginnings. November is going to be a better month for you. I'm hearing even great month for you. So it's going to be like the polar opposite of what it is that you're feeling and going through right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were really affected by this retrograde and eclipse energy. Right?
Yes, it was horrible.
Yeah, but this, it's, you know, you may feel it for a couple more days, but it's not, it won't be as intense as it was. But it's all about, as Beth said, you know, the beginnings and endings. This was a big ending cycle for you.
Big, not just an ending. It's a big ending to old stories. Big.
Mm-hmm. So now you can move forward, leaving all of that behind and taking those lessons and deciding what you want to do now and moving forward, literally taking that big stride and going, okay, I'm no longer going backwards. I'm moving forward. And as you move forward, that ring of angels just continues to follow you. So, you know that you are fully supported.
Okay.
Fully supported in whatever decisions you want to make.
So be very clear on what it is that you're wanting. Clear. And then ask for the guidance on, you know, what's my next step to do.
Have you written your intentions?
You know, I said I was going to do it since Sunday, and I haven't. I'm definitely going to do it, yes.
Yes, be very clear. And even if it takes 2 pages, because like with New Moon Intention, I limit it to 10. But with you, just let them all, let it come out very clearly. Even if you have to, it takes a long time to write each intention out very clearly, and it's really wordy. Be very specific.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's light at the end of the tunnel. Just so you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's finishing up. You're the last of the worst of it is done.
Mm-hmm.
And like Marie said, you might have a couple more days of bluck, but you know what? Bluck over yuck is, you know, take it that way, and know that November is going to be completely better for you. Okie dokie.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Stacey.
Thank
bye-bye.
You for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay. Grab our next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's Lucy calling from Illinois.
Lucy from Illinois.
Hello, Lucy.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have to say, ladies, I've been listening, and I really, really love your messages. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Lucy, on that note, do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Do you have another comment?
Do you have a question? Yes. I want to know what the angels are seeing about love and relationships for me.
I just want to say right now, Lucy, my gosh, have you done a lot of work on your heart chakra? Because I see it and I feel it, and I just want to say thank you very much because I'm getting that exchange of energy, and I appreciate
and
it.
Your
man,
aura is really
you are
white,
vibrant,
clean, and yeah.
You are, girl, you're taking care of yourself, just so you know, we see it and feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, thank you.
So that means the universe is sitting here and applauding you, going, you man, are you doing your work? You're doing your work, so you should be very proud of yourself, because I'm feeling and seeing it, so is Marie. Mm-hmm. So good for you, good for you. I'm seeing a dove. Man, do you have inner peace. You really have inner peace right in your heart. You're just really calm with whatever's happening. And I'm hearing there's going to be somebody who's entering into your life November 23rd. Jeez, I have a specific date.
Really?
Okay. November 23rd of this year,
Yeah, and what I heard was a gentleman is coming.
Yes.
And they were very specific on gentlemen.
And he's going to have gray hair, and he's tall and very fit, very fit.
Okay.
He almost looks like he has military-style cut, but it doesn't feel like he's military because, well, he could be, but be out. But, man, he's a gentle soul, very gentle soul.
Mm-hmm. And manners. Excellent. Ooh, does he have manners?
Yes. You are going to be treated like a lady.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies. That I needed
You're
that.
You're welcome. And his name, I think it's Gerald. It's starting with a G, and it looks like Gerald. But don't get caught up on the name. Just don't be caught up on it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks, Lucy, for calling in.
Good night, ladies.
Bye-bye.
I'll put you back on hold. Okay. And we'll grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Good. Okay. No, because I had the phone charging and I heard the beep and I thought, oh, okay. My name is Rose. I'm calling from Largo. My question is, it's really predominantly finances because I would like to move into a house. Do you see that happening in the near future?
Not in 2014.
No.
It doesn't feel like in 2014. I'm hearing nothing's going to be happening until probably May of 2015.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit further along than I wanted. So is November going to be a good month for me financially?
I'm hearing improving. It will be improving.
Okay. Okay, that's a good.
We'll be improving.
How's your credit right now, your credit score?
I actually don't have any credit. I haven't had a credit in 12 years. But
okay.
I don't think that's going to be the reason that I'll be able to move.
Well, no, I mean, in order to purchase a home, you have to have a credit score. So
yeah. So that
makes sense why it's moving to May, because you need to start, because they're saying she needs to work on her credit report. Literally, that's what they're saying. So make sure you meet with a loan officer so they can guide you on what you need to do so that you are ready in May to get that home. Because it takes a couple months to establish credit.
Okay. All right.
And Marie has a background. She's a realtor. So she has that background. So I'm getting that information. She's just giving another piece to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Pam, and I'm calling from St. Pete, Florida. How are you?
Very good.
How are you?
Do you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. I would like to know what you see coming up for my finances.
I'm seeing something really prickly right now. So that's saying it's not to the point right now. It's not where you want it. So I don't know if you've been, like, on tight ends recently. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing a seahorse. And I'm trying to ask, what the heck is a seahorse about? And I'm trying to think. Are you picking up on anything, Marie?
You know what? I didn't hear what she was asking about.
Finances.
Oh, finances. Okay.
Okay, I'm looking it up on my animal book, and it doesn't make sense to me whatsoever, seahorse. Look for dynamic but short period of creativity and romance. Act with chivalrous behavior and do not neglect responsibilities at home. So I'm trying to ask, what does that have to do with what she just asked? And why am I seeing something prickly?
Are you juggling something right now?
No.
Okay, because the word juggling is coming in.
I'm not getting a clear answer on the stuff that I'm
doing. Yeah, because they keep saying, ask her what she's juggling.
Ask her what she's juggling?
Are you working two jobs?
Not yet. I want to.
Okay.
Okay,
maybe
so
that's what it's up to.
And that would make sense.
Yeah. Because then you'll have to juggle the two jobs to better your financial picture.
So is it right now that are you having difficulties with making ends meet, or is it like you're just making it by the hair of your chinny chin chin?
I'm making it.
Okay.
It's not as
well
I used to.
Okay. Okay, then that makes sense with the stuff I'm seeing. Okay. I'm hearing the end of October. So you have Thursday.
Friday.
They're saying the end of October, so 2014, that something, your finances are going to improve. So it could be that you have an offer of something coming, because I'm seeing a handout with money in it. So I don't know if it's going to be something that you receive as a gift. Again, I tell people I've been somebody to where I had barely two pennies to rub together, and I was handed a big check with lots of zeros in it. So it can happen. If I didn't experience it, I don't know if I'd believe it myself. So just keep open to how the universe is going to present some abundance and prosperity to you. And it might be that you might be getting just temporarily, like a waitress job, because that would give you quick cash.
They keep saying she's going to be juggling two of them. So
two jobs,
yeah.
Yep.
To be in the financial position that you want to be.
Okay. That's good.
And it's not forever.
It's not forever, is that what you said?
No, it's not forever. It's not forever.
No, I'm hearing it'll turn around for you much better, so that you won't have to juggle it.
Well, that's good, too. And did you say something at the beginning about romance?
Oh, romance. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's what the seahorse was about.
Well, that's what I'm looking at. I'm going, isn't this just interesting? Look for dynamic but short period of creativity. And it's going to be creative. Oh, I get it. The creativity is going to be creative in the way that finances are going to be coming into your life. So just keep an open mind. And it might be to where somebody asks you to do something from. Just keep open an open mind with how money can come in. Don't shut anything down.
And I'm hearing your guy will be here by February.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We got one more caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Ellen from New York. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes. I seem to have a difficult working relationship with a particular person at work, and it kind of took me by surprise. I noticed it yesterday and today. Even though I've been working with this person, in the same office for 2 years, I'd never noted it before. Do you pick up anything regarding this?
Well, first thing I heard was past life connection. Their soul is recognizing your soul. Let me try to see if there's a resolution. Is it kind of like their behavior is kind of different all of a sudden?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Almost like they're mad at you for something, but you've done nothing?
Yeah, in fact, she only came back from leave like a couple of weeks ago. And so I hadn't even seen her for several months because she had been out on leave.
What are you picking up, Beth? I'm trying to go in and ask.
Yeah,
okay,
but you know,
she do?
But she's also been gone for a couple, you said a couple months that she's been gone?
Yeah.
That she's been on leave, so it's, you know, it's the being reacclimated, the situation that she's been in, situations that she's coming in. So it's situations, but yes, there definitely is a past lifetime that's finishing up, and I'm just hearing don't play into it. And what you can ask, you can call on Archangel Michael to use a sword to cut clear and release all cords and attachments that you have with that individual, and that everything that she's subconsciously, it's not on a conscious level, that she's aware of what she's projecting onto you, but that's all it is, but that you send it back to her with unconditional love and acceptance and with the attachment of awareness. And so it will come back to her, and sometimes people will feel it going, ooh, what was that? And other people won't even phase, but at least that energy is not going to be affecting you anymore. And then Michael's going to clear that attachment, and you're going to send in emerald green energy of the highest frequency and vibrancy to replace that.
Okay, I can do that.
And it's a thin one. It isn't even going to take very long. I see a very thin cord with the two of you.
Yeah, and they're saying there's no need to engage or question her or anything.
Yeah. It's her stuff. It's her stuff.
Just go about your day like there's nothing wrong.
Yeah,
it might
yeah.
be hard to do because you're going, what the? But just put that to the back of your mind.
I will.
It isn't personal. It isn't personal.
No, I figured whatever it is, I think it's on her side. I don't know what it is, but I know I won't play into it. And just send her love. I agree.
Yep. It's sending her love and light that the energy goes back to her, but at a higher frequency and vibrancy, and that there's an attachment of awareness. You know, and higher consciousness. And then you get out of the way because you don't have control over it. That's her higher self and her soul that will take care of that. And some people get it right away, and all of a sudden you go, oh, my gosh, you know, I just heard how I sounded, like how I came across to you. I've just noticed you're looking at me, you know. So, and you may not get anything, but you have to get out of the attachment of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it be what it is. And you're going to be in the higher consciousness because you're not going to react to it. It's just like it is what it is. It has nothing to do with you. You just happen to be the witness and the observer to it.
Great. And do you mind
Alrighty.
Ask if there it, can I ask if my angels or guides have any messages for me?
Sure. Let's see.
Oh, I'm hearing self-love stuff is what you need to work on.
Yeah, I heard keep working on you.
And this
yeah.
is good because you're not going to allow this situation to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to wear down on your confidence at some level to where you're going, oh, was it something I did? Nope, had nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you.
Great. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, thank you so much to all of our listeners
thank
that called
you.
In.
Thank you
to everyone in the chat room.
Yes.
We will be back next Tuesday. We've got a guest. And if you want to go ahead and check out what the show is, you can go and check it out on the Divine Goddess Radio. I've got the next show scheduled. And check out our Facebook page, and we send you all love and light.
All right. Bye-bye, bye, guys. Bye, gals. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.